Believe it or not, there are actually some people who want to get the AIDS virus. The name on the street for some of these people is bug chasers, and the virus itself they call the gift.
Guess it's true, I'm just looking for a one-night stand. But I have just one strange demand. Are you infected with HIV? I don't want you to leave until I get your seed. Will you give AIDS to me? Because I'm bug chasing. Shoot your passload into me. Will you give AIDS to me? You might think that I'm batshit crazy.
It's simple. You're nuts. You're insane.
But all the popular guys have an STD. So I went to a bareback party. Got tossed around like a tumbleweed. Will you give AIDS to me?
I need a gay man now!
Because I'm bug chasing.
Full-bloom AIDS.
I've got the lowest self-esteem.
Hey, faggot.
Will you give AIDS to me?
Man for man seeking a dominant man whore to lick my stinky button, crack open my filthy festering man cunt, and deposit your HIV-infected jizz into my sniz. Breed me, fill me with your disease, pretty please.
I would post that on Craigslist.
Well, now I have HIV. You have completed me. My T-cell count is falling. You can say goodbye to me.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations. You've been selected to receive
AIDS.
All you have to do is
put the cock in and out. Just stick it in the hole and fuck it.
The large minority of gays are into spreading AIDS, are into having it, are into blood, are into all this, and it is totally depraved.
Thank you for giving AIDS to me.
Well, I got AIDS, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, January 7th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, what type of poop do rabbits prefer? Boiled, baked, sautéed? Plus, I bully a man who was suicidal for being bullied, getting YouTube-style hairdos, and giving up masturbation for the next decade.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of shows. Got a great one for you today. Look, I know people struggle with depression and suicidal thoughts. I'm not here to make fun of those people. I am going to spend the next few minutes making fun of one person who was depressed and suicidal, though. Because he was depressed and suicidal for a dumb reason. You know what I mean? You know these people? Guy stubs a toe and immediately he wants to blow his brains out. It's like, that's not what depression is. You're just a drama queen. You're not going to kill yourself. I dare you. I dare you to do it. Prove me wrong. You know how you talk to your suicidal friends. I'll even leave out some pills. I'll throw a rope over a rafter and tie a noose. Go ahead, I'm waiting. Impress me. No, I'm kidding, of course. Oh my God, guys, suicide. It's a very real thing, and we should all treat it delicately or something. I don't know. Tim says suicide. Treat it delicately or something. I'm not good at being compassionate. So I saw this short video starring the actor who played Jar Jar Binks in the Star Wars movies. He says the negative reception that Jar Jar Binks received almost drove him to suicide. Okay, all right, I get being upset because your character pisses off millions of fans. However, if you're just walking down the street, no one's gonna know that you played Jar Jar Binks. He was a cartoon character, pretty much, right? CG? And I'm guessing your real voice isn't like, or however he talks, you know, like, if that is your voice, okay, totally understand you wanting to jump off a bridge. And as far as I can tell, this isn't like, you know, he has clinical depression, he's on medication. No, it's this one thing. Being in Star Wars as Jar Jar Binks made him super depressed and he wanted to jump off a bridge. All right, so the thing about this is he's telling a story about how he's taking his kid to New York City to walk across that very bridge. And he's forgotten that he almost committed suicide there. That's kind of an important moment in your life, right? You're telling me you forgot about the time that you almost took your life at this very spot?
One of those things was to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge. I would walk across the bridge and I would see the city and I would see the towers when they were there. And I would look at that and
invoke
say,
9/11.
Human beings did this, and it would make me want to keep going and keep moving. So I wanted to walk across the bridge with my son. Then I got to this point on the bridge that I hadn't seen in a long time. And it was really the reason why I hadn't walked across the bridge in 18 years.
He's avoided this bridge for 18 years, and now he's walking with his son hand in hand.
This is the spot where I almost ended my life. I grabbed my
Did
son.
Did you get paid to be in this video? Is that what this is about?
And my phone, and I took a picture of that moment.
Empowering.
The reason why I almost ended my life on the Brooklyn Bridge was because 20 years ago, I played Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars.
Now I know what Jar Jar Binks looks like. So if I ever see him out in public, I can point and ridicule him. Hey, you're the asshole that ruined that movie.
I faced a media backlash that really made me feel like my life was over. I never thought it was a possibility to be in that movie. And I was doing a show called Stomp in New York.
Oh, Stomp! That annoying-ass show where, like, guys tape trash can lids to their feet and bang them on the floor and stuff. It's noise-making. It's like what little kids do to make music. This guy's whole career has been annoying.
Why don't you just
help
yourself?
Whoa, Tim. This guy is already on the edge. I don't need any lawsuits. Don't kill yourself, dude. Okay.
Director for Star Wars was in the audience of one of the shows, and she asked me to audition, and I got it. And it was one of those magical things. It was one of those special things that happens that you don't really hear about.
And then it all came crashing down. Talk about that part. This guy was just young and dumb.
And on set, everybody was like, oh, this is going to be great. This is amazing. And get ready to be a star and all that.
You know how the actor who played R2-D2 and the dude inside C-3PO, they're big stars. All those meaty roles came their way afterwards. No! No one knows what you look like. I mean, this video goes on and on talking about all the problems with Jar Jar, what the critics said.
It's like criticism on being this Jamaican broken dialect, which was
does kind of sound like that.
Because I'm of West Indian descent, I'm not Jamaican.
I mean, this just goes on and on. Eventually, we get to the point where he's standing at the bridge, he's ready to jump.
As I was standing there, a gust of wind just came by, and it was really strong.
That's the universe telling you to do it. Even Mother Nature hates Jar Jar Binks.
Knocked me off balance, right?
Whoa!
And I caught myself. That's when I woke up. Caught myself. I thought to myself, if I was really about it, if I really wanted to do this, if I was really about that life...
About that life. About ending that life, you mean?
I would have let that gust of wind just take me.
Yeah, he pussied out. And here's the thing. I checked his Wikipedia page. He's still voicing Jar Jar Binks to this day. This character who's brought him so much pain that drove him to the edge of suicide. Still cashing those motherfucking paychecks, though. He can't leave it behind. Apparently, that Stomp revival didn't pan out. And by that, I mean he couldn't afford to buy a pan to stomp without that sweet Jar Jar Binks money. Yeah, the last time he played Jar Jar Binks was in 2015, so just a few years ago. It was for a video game, Disney Infinity or something. So there you go. I hope you all feel very proud of yourselves for nearly killing the actor who played Jar Jar Binks with all your mean comments. You know the saddest thing of this story is this YouTube video where he opens up. Everything's very dramatic. Close-ups of his face, soft focus, a lot of bokeh. It's still called bokeh when it's video. It's a depth of field shit. It's very artistically done. But this video has only received 60,000 views. I'm sure this guy was thinking, this bitch is going to go viral, right? Millions and millions of people will learn my story. My battle of depression at the hands of asshole Star Wars fans. No, only a few thousand people will ever see this. Most people won't even know you struggled with this and will just continue to hate on Jar Jar Binks. The most brutal comment left on this video. It's so great. Black man gets a job voicing a horrible racial stereotype of a character and then cries foul 20 years later. Hashtag Misa 2. Let's move on now with some more audio. Oh, you know who's having a mental breakdown, it appears? Wendy Williams. I'm assuming that her talk show is taped. It's not live. I don't know why the producers or director or whatever let this show on the air. She was totally out of it for the whole episode.
Our first guests are an iconic hip-hop trio.
Black China
is suing the Kardashians for getting her show canceled. She's blaming them because allegedly there are emails alleging that Khloe and Kylie leaked the emails allegedly...
Her dumb, clueless audience just laughs. And that Wendy Williams, she's so cray.
Kylie is saying it's an alleged fake relationship.
Jeez. Black China is alleging that Kim alleged that Kylie Kardashian is allegedly a legend. And Black China is allegedly on a ledge, working on her ledger, allegedly. I don't know if they tried a few different takes and this is the best one they could get out of Wendy Williams.
Allegedly. Kylie is saying it's an alleged fake relationship. Do you think? China just wants publicity. And even promised the Kardashians would film extra episodes to make up for the cancellation of the China and Black show. Like, we'll do what you want.
Isn't her name Black China? The China and Black show?
Khloe, allegedly, said that she was concerned for their brand.
I send best wishes to Remy Ma.
All right, the bitch is out of her goddamn mind. Apparently, I was doing some research. Apparently, Wendy Williams was like, I was on some drugs. Like, not crack. Although, the first comment is like, I know what a crack addict looks like. Wendy Williams smacking her lips like that. Crack! Screams crack! No, Wendy says like, oh, I've got shoulder pains and, you know, a reaction to some medication she was taking. But apparently, her husband is accused of cheating on her and has, like, a longtime mistress. So Wendy's life is crumbling before her very eyes. So, okay, it's understandable she lighten up some crack rock, smacking them lips. Switching gears, before we get into the news, did you guys do the whole New Year's resolution this year? I didn't. I rarely do. It doesn't matter. Look, I do what I want. Not gonna let a calendar dictate my life, even though it does kind of dictate your life. Every year, you get older, inevitably closer to death. Calendar really does control us in many ways. Well, I'm taking back some of that power. What the hell am I talking about? No, I'm not doing a New Year's resolution. I might want to try crack. That sounds pretty good. Working for Wendy, right? I've got a clip here of a guy who has a very unique New Year's resolution.
And I have a massive challenge I'm going to put myself up next year. I am going to stop masturbating for a whole fucking year.
I envision a particularly awful 2019 in your future.
And then if I complete the challenge, I will make it 2 years. In 3 years, and then until 2029.
Why? Why 2029? Just so you could say you went a decade without coming? And then what? You're going to have a massive blowout? See how much sperm you can expel from your dick?
I will say, I haven't masturbated in 10 fucking years. I want to do it. I want to create this massive challenge for myself.
Why, though?
Masturbation reproduction is very bad. Okay, I want to create a challenge for myself that I will stop masturbating.
Masturbation is not reproduction.
10 whole...
It's the opposite of reproduction.
Fucking years. It's a challenge I want to do, you know? Masturbation, you shouldn't do it. Oh. Stop masturbating. I've done it for fucking...
5 days? I'm gonna say a week tops.
I think I've done it. I think I started masturbating when I was 8. Good and now God. I'm 24 in like 12 days.
Oh yeah, there's no way you're not going to masturbate.
And I want to create a challenge for myself that I will stop masturbating for 10 years. And then 20 years. And then I will never masturbate again.
I mean, it would free up a bunch of time, I guess.
I haven't been laid in 5 years.
Well, this is like selecting hard mode in a video game. The level of difficulty has increased exponentially. Not only is he not masturbating, no one wants to have sex with him.
It's fucked. Like,
do you think like this is going to improve his chances with women?
It's fucked.
I don't think women can smell your saved up jizz. There's something different about you. Cum reserve? If anything, you know, you've got less of a chance to get laid because you're going to be so angry that you can't come. You're just going to be mean to everyone.
Got a girlfriend, so I don't need to touch myself.
Wait, hold on here. What was this?
I haven't got a girlfriend, so I don't need to touch myself.
No, you do need to touch yourself.
Okay, I don't need...
He's got this all backwards. If you have a girlfriend, then maybe you don't need to touch yourself.
You have sex. And I don't want to have sex. Because 2019 is going to be a very good year for me.
It sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Stay fit, and I'm going to stop masturbating.
Okay, well, there you go.
Any sort of sexual activity, I will stop. I don't need sex. Sex is evil. Sex is... can cause cancer.
What?
Okay, stop having sex. Stop reproducing. Stop fucking having sex. There's over 7 billion of us on the planet. We don't need any more fucking people on this planet.
Right, but again, masturbating will keep people from impregnating a bitch.
Right, we can't even cure fucking cancer, and masturbation's one of them.
Well, there you go. I don't know how I found this guy. I don't know if someone posted this in the Discord or what. He's only got 84 subscribers, and that particular video has like 200 views. He seems like a pretty positive person, though, right? He's all about improving himself, staying fit, really trying to make 2019 special. Here is the very next video.
All right, so my neighbor just walked down the street. And she's like this big 125-kilo cunt just walking down the fucking street.
Not so positive anymore, but okay.
You know, fucking wearing a pair of jeans. I'm surprised that fat people can wear clothes. Because if I had my way, I'd make it illegal. So if you're over 100 kilos, nah. You're not going to wear clothes, I'm afraid, mate.
Yeah. Why would you want to see them naked?
I weigh 64. Or 63 or 62, somewhere around there, the early 60s. And that's a good weight for someone who's 5'10". A lot of people say, Tom, gain some weight. Oh, really? Well, look at your fat ass then. Telling me I need to gain weight? Fuck off. And
I guess that's what the neighbor said. You need to put on some weight, yes. You scrawny shit.
My New Year's resolution is to maintain my weight. That is the only thing I wish for.
Yeah, so I said the very next video. This was the previous video. So this was published on December 30th. So somehow, in one day, he's decided to just give up masturbating. Because right here, he's like, the only thing I want for the new year is to maintain my weight. And then on the 31st, he was like, no more masturbation for decades! He didn't really give it a lot of thought. That's why I don't think this no masturbation thing is going to stick. All right, why do I care about these utards? I spent so much time dissecting these videos, getting in their fruity little minds. This video has 35 views. No one watched this. Why the hell do I care? Let's just get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. This past weekend, I posted a new video. Eventually, everyone will get to see it. I posted it on Patreon for my patrons as an early access video. If you want to see it, just pledge a buck or two. Patreon.com/distortedview. Later this week, I'll have a Sideshow exclusive video, I think on Wednesday. Speaking of the Sideshow, that's our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows. This week, on Tuesday and Thursday, we'll be doing exclusive Sideshow programs. Last week, we did one on Friday, as a matter of fact, to end the week. So it's a great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. If there's one thing you want to do to help support the show, become a member, superfreaksideshow.com. I know it's kind of weird because we also have a Patreon account. Patreon is just kind of like an extra bonus thing. People have emailed me. A lot of Sideshow members have said, I want to continue to support the show. Maybe they signed up for a lifetime membership and they said, hey, I want to continue to give, a little bit of money. Is there something I can do? And that's why I set up the Patreon account. And I do videos and stuff over there. You also get access to a special voicemail line, blah, 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 blah. Okay, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, who doesn't want to pack on muscles and get stronger, right? Well, you might want to try eating your own shit. Hey, it works for rabbits. What the hell am I talking about? Well, here we go. If a rabbit is to grow healthy and strong, it has to put in the work. And that means dedication to eating its own feces. It's long been observed that rabbits display a preference for consuming softer droppings rather than hard ones. Really? Is this really common knowledge, really? I know what rabbit shit looks like, the little pellets. That's the extent of my knowledge regarding rabbit shit. Apparently, everyone knows rabbits like to eat soft poop rather than hard poop. The U.S. public education system has failed me again. Alright, so of course, we all know rabbits like to eat soft turds. I'm guessing it's because, hard ones are harder to chew. That's my theory. A new study has revealed why. The work by scientists at Heenan Agricultural. God, I'm a fucking retard. Heenan Agricultural University in China, led by Ming Li. Ming of the Ming Dynasty?
The Ming Dynasty is here! The Ming Dynasty! The Ming Dynasty! Style!
Yeah, that's our buddy Raymond, who's been very quiet on Facebook. For the last few months, I'm getting kind of concerned. When a U-tard as prolific as Raymond falls silent, can't mean anything good, right? Well, I'll keep checking out his Facebook page and wait for a new post. You'll be the first to know. All right, the work by scientists at Heenan Agricultural University in China, nailed it this time, led by Ming Li, found rabbits' consumption of soft feces considerably aids digestion and helps rabbits gain weight and strength. Why, though? What's in the soft poop that's not in the harder poop? Let's read on. Softer pellets contain less digested matter. Oh, so I see. So there's less digested matter, they eat it again, and then, the rabbits can use whatever is in that poop. Also provides a source of crucial intestinal bacterial flora, which aids metabolism. To test the nutritional impact eating their own feces has on rabbits, the team raised two groups of New Zealand white rabbits. One group were scat freaks. I think we have some audio from those rabbits.
Isn't that pretty? What are you going to do, honey? You going to get brown?
I'm going to get brown.
You going to get brown?
I'm going to get brown for you, baby.
Are you going to get brown? Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to get nice and brown. Look at that. Look what we're going to get brown here. Oh, yeah.
Guys, right now, the rabbits are getting brown. That's code. It's thinly veiled code. They're about to eat her soft turds.
It's going to be pretty. Yeah.
No, it's not pretty.
Is that fingernail full?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is.
Her fingernail is full of poop.
We're going to come up and let's see you eat it. Let's clean up your fingernail. Yeah, clean up your fingernail.
Just clean it up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. You dropped it.
Certainly a soft turdlet.
Right there.
The way rabbits like
there
it.
Yeah.
Get brown.
Yeah,
you like that brown, rabbits, huh? Yeah, you like that brown. Okay. And I don't want to hear from you people who are like, Tim, you said you don't play much scat porn anymore. This is different. You didn't hear any poop coming out of a butthole. There is no, like, you know, those noises. They were just talking. People can talk. And besides, these are rabbits, remember? The control group was fed normally, and the second group were fitted with conical collars, which allowed them to access food and drink, but prevented them from engaging in shit-eating. After a 90-day-long experiment, 12 rabbits were anesthetized and sacrificed. Oh my god. This isn't even important life-saving research. Scientists were like, I wonder why some rabbits prefer soft shit. That's weird. Let's cut this asshole open. See what's going on in their shit-smeared innards. Scientists are ghouls. After dissection, the team found the body weight, food intake, and growth rate of the experimental group of rabbits were significantly decreased. The animal's liver weight and amount of stored fat was also lower than those in the control group. Interpreting the results, the study suggested we all eat poop. No, bad. That is not what the study suggests. The study suggested the soft feces is rich in vitamins. Rich chocolatey Ovaltine. Add it to a little milk, stir it up, yum yum. The kids love it. All right, with the same feed intake, rabbits prevented from eating feces would consume 15 to 22% less protein. The writer said the soft feces of rabbits contains a large number of microorganisms, and when the rabbits were stopped from eating their feces, it resulted in changes in the microflora in their digestive tracts. Okay, don't tell the urine therapy groups on Facebook about this. Drinking piss is bad enough. We don't need them noshing on turds. All right, there you go. Second story we have for you today. I can't believe this story did not come from Florida. It features the world's dumbest barber. The story actually comes from China. Are these white people singing? I can't quite tell if I should be offended or not. With be offended. When in doubt, always choose outrage. I'm going to make this today's featured image because you really need to see it. A man walked into a barber shop. It's like the start of a joke. And you know how, like, when you want a haircut, you used to just show people in a magazine, like, I want to look like this. I want the Rachel. See how Jennifer Aniston looks in this issue of People? That's how I want my hair. Nowadays, people just take their cell phone and show either a picture or a video of the hairstyle they want. And that's exactly what happened in this story. A man went to a barber, had a video of a guy sporting a hairdo that he wanted. He didn't play the video, though. He had it paused, you know? And you know how on video, there'll be like that big triangle, almost like a watermark, and it lets you know that you can press this to play. Well, the barber, I guess, didn't know that and thought the triangle was part of the hairdo. So the barber shaved a play button into the side of his head. Yeah, the unidentified customer from China wanted to look just like the trendy model in his video, but ended up going viral for a hilarious error. He was watching a video while he waited to get his haircut and suddenly spotted the haircut of his dreams. After pausing the video and showing it to the barber, he was asked if he wanted the triangle too. Without realizing that he meant the actual play button appearing in the middle of the paused screen, the customer just said yes. Ultimately, this is the customer's fault. Maybe, this guy was thinking the stylist was talking in some hair terms. You want that triangle? Yeah, I want a triangle. You know, sharp edges or whatever. You're like, you don't know. Barber lingo. So he was just like, yeah, he didn't want to appear dumb. Little did he know he would soon have a bizarre triangle shaved into his head. Images of the haircut and paused video were shared by blogger Tian Zubat on China's Twitter-like platform Weibo. on December 30th. The post got 20,000 comments and 78,000 likes. It was shared over 22,000 times. The blogger joked, "There's not so many rigorous hairdressers like this left. Good one." Again, if you want to see this haircut in all of its splendor, check out our featured image over there at SuperFreakSideShow.com and DistortedView.com, of course. And finally, today, freaks, if you're a video game nerd like me, you may have been following the saga of Soulja Boy late last year. I mean, you know, like, what, a month or two ago? Soulja Boy started selling his own video game console. And then, like, a few days later, he started selling his own handheld gaming console. These weren't exactly, like, next-generation PlayStations. These were cheap Chinese emulators, basically. I saw these same things on Wish. I got on that. You know, have you guys used Wish yet? It's fascinating that an app that is comprised primarily of scams is so fucking popular. It's because people can't pass up an outrageous bargain. Like, ooh, AirPods for $5. But they're not really AirPods. If you squint, they look like AirPods. Go on YouTube and watch some videos of unboxings of what people ordered on Wish, and you'll see how these scams play out. It's not all scams. Some, I mean, you know, they sell T-shirts, and sometimes you get kind of the right stuff. The old saying, you know, if it looks too good to be true, it must be, certainly applies here. Like, you can do a search and find, what are those expensive video cards, the 1080 or whatever? You can buy those for like $30 on Wish. Who the fuck knows what you're going to get, though? It's not going to be a NVIDIA card. All right, well, so that's basically what Soulja Boy was selling. Like, the same crappy console that you can buy on Wish, full of, like, hacked NES ROMs. But he marked it up by, like, $50 or $60. So you could buy it for, I don't know, $60 on Wish. And then he was charging $120 or something like that. Well, less than a month after selling rebranded emulators as Soulja Game consoles and handhelds, Soulja Boy has removed the devices from his online storefront. Reported by Rolling Stone, Soulja Boy removed the devices late last month with the SouljaGame.com URL now redirecting visitors to Nintendo's 3DS webpage. You know what that tells me? Nintendo was about to, in a legal sense, rape Soulja Boy up his Soulja poop chute. He tweeted, kind of a vague, "I had to boss up. I didn't have a choice." Shrug. The day before, Soulja Boy was adamant that the consoles and handhelds were legit. This is how dumb Soulja Boy is. Saying in a now-deleted tweet, "For anyone that thinks Nintendo is going to sue me, nothing's going to happen. Everything is legit. My console isn't going anywhere. Trust me." And then a day later, bye-bye. He also told Rolling Stone, "I feel that everything is 100% legit and there will be no reason for any legal ramifications or anything like that. Honestly, I don't have any worries at all, any concerns, because everything we're doing is legit. It's been researched." Again, these were rebranded emulator consoles that can be found elsewhere. Both devices played numerous licensed titles. Now, Soulja Boy didn't license these titles. They were, you know, they're licensed to other people and used licensed IP to advertise, including Tekken, Tomb Raider, and various Nintendo games. Someone screencapped a tweet from Soulja Boy from the 28th, and I don't know if this is real or not, because again, you know, a lot of these tweets have been deleted, but he said, the actual wording is, "For anyone that thinks Nintendo is going to sue me, you're retarded. Nothing's going to happen. Everything is legit." I always want to pronounce retarded, retarded now.
"You pale face whore."
Yeah, like Alexis K. Tyler does.
"You're retarded.
You retarded.
And no talent."
Pretend this is Nintendo.
"I'm hurt."
Talking to Soulja Boy.
"You know what? I figured it out. This motherfucker wanna beat me.
See?
That what it is. He jealous of me, man. I bet he get up and put on his mama wig and rub his hair down like mine and take some of that grease or that damn shea butter and rub it on his titties. I hope he grow him some breasts."
That was Nintendo's official response to Soulja Boy. There you go, though, my friends. It's your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here.
I
I love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com, that's my email address. You can call into the voicemail line. I'm going to play a few of those in just a second. 206-666-4463, and I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. All right, let's check in with a few of our patrons here.
Tim, yeah. I want to say your show's been great lately. You're never disappointed. I'm glad you're starting to do more things with Brad, hanging out with him, maybe even doing prank calls. I always thought your prank calls were, like, fantastic, and you're really, really good at them, and you're so funny when you do them.
Thank you very much. Yes, I played this call, I'm sorry, on Friday. I just wanted everyone to hear that compliment. No, I accidentally played that again. But thank you very much for that.
Hi, Tim. It's Stacy in D.C. Hi,
Mimi.
I just wanted to say thank you for your trip down memory lane. Day after Christmas.
Memory
you're talking
lane.
About Mario and Duck Hunt, the guy who robbed the bank using the duct tape
batter
gun. I love that thing. And the whole time you were doing the show,
that's the one time I got my dad to play video games. I think it was shortly after he bought me the Nintendo, and he liked the Wild Gunman game. Because that shit's manly, you know. You got that big ass gun shooting people on screen, not sitting Indian style with a little controller in your lap like a fairy. That's what he would say to me. Why aren't you playing Wild Gunman? Why are you sitting there with that little game pad like a fairy? You know who uses pads? Women. To sop up their cunt blood. Now go outside and throw a football! Sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry, disappointed you.
Duct tape, batter gun. I love that thing. And the whole time you were doing the show, I was singing the thing in my head. It's like a...
Oh, yeah.
When the dog would jump over the thing.
That
and you have
fucking
to, like, shoot
dog.
All the stuff. Anyway, I love that game, and it was cool hearing someone talk about it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Everyone had Duck Hunt, but me. For some reason, I had some weird version that came with Wild Gunman in Super Mario Brothers. I never had Duck Hunt. I mean, I played it, of course, over friends' houses and stuff, but...
Hey, Tim. Human garbage checking in with you.
That human garbage.
That was pitching a very...
What the hell is going on with your phone?
Pitching a very... And then, sit in game stuff. Sounded, I don't know if it was your impression of the tranny or that plus the tranny or just the tranny, but it reminds me of when Will Ferrell played Janet Reno on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Also,
yeah, that tranny flipping out at GameStop. Oh, that was awesome.
Unrelated to anything else. When I call you, you're in my phone book, not as review, but as Tim Henson.
It's
fun to leave
buddies.
A message because it's like calling Tim Henson home.
That's so sad.
After thinking I like you and I know you.
Yeah, you can pretend we're friends. That's fine.
Hey, Tim, this is some guy in Japan, your loyal lifetime member and Patreon.
Good boy.
And I just want to give you some advice. Or not you, okay. The freaks.
Oh, okay.
Are you having a sucky January because you had to go back to work and your soul-sucking job is destroying your life again? Hey, if you've got an old iPod, like, 4 gig, 8 gig, something that it's too small to use.
My favorite iPod of all time, and maybe it's because this is the one that I owned. I think this is, I've owned a couple iPods in my time. But my favorite was the iPod... Mini, I think it was called. And they came in like really cool anodized metal colors. I had the blue one or turquoise or whatever. Love that thing.
You stuck it in a drawer. Well, guess what fits on that? Like a year of DV from the archives. Yay. So, hey, go back. I'm listening to 2006 right now. I just filled the iPod up, put it on, stick a earphone in that ear hole. And all during the day when I'm doing boring, boring shit, I'm listening to Demi Boo from...
I can tell, like, I can listen to old episodes of DV, and I can tell by my voice, like, that I was younger. But that stopped, I think, by around 2007 or 2008, I think my voice is now the same, right? If I listen to a 2007 episode, to me it sounds like an episode today. But the ones prior, I sound a lot younger. Let me see if I can find one from way back. Before it was even a podcast, I think I have a couple episodes from the Tell Me days. You'll have to excuse the quality.
It's Monday, December
8th. Oh, God, I hate this. This is the very first episode of DV Daily. Oh, no, I can't listen to this. I'm sure I've posted this on the sideshow for you guys before. This is bad. This is so bad. So this aired in December of 2000.
It's Monday, December 18th, 2000, and here's what's happening in the news.
No!
A court rejects a suit claiming an airline is biased against fat people. You don't want to miss this one.
Oh, you don't want to miss this one. Oh, my God, you don't want to miss this. I can't listen to that. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, I'm so red. I'm blushing. How bad that is. I can't believe I subjected you to it. Let's just end the show and pretend the last few minutes didn't happen. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in Hogan.
You're retarded.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I will be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I will be killed, turned around. I kill, watch it come down.
No, that's not parenting. Fucking with their little fragile minds is parenting.